The Timmins Chamber is setting the pace for the next couple of years. At its annual general meeting, President Dan Ayotte unveiled the nonprofit business organization's new two-year strategic plan, Driving Business Growth. The theme not only gives the chamber direction and brand to our efforts but also adds a memorable component to each year. To that extent, the theme of driving business growth will repeat through many of our programs and services this year, he said. Related. Communications, engagement top election priorities for chamber members. There are three key gears to the plan. The chamber wants to be the pace care and the leader in defining community business issues with purpose and accountability, said Ayotte. To accelerate the race, Ayotte said they'll host meetings, events and programs and continue with its transformational business practices. The Timmins Chamber will be intentional in our partnership development with agencies, members and sponsors to maximize results for our members, he said about the third key part, keeping passengers secure. Held at the Porcupine Dante Club, the AGM also recognized volunteers. Interfor's Monique Koski received a service award as she retired from the board after 6 years, the longest term that someone can hold. Brian Neely of Newmont Porcupine was also recognized with a service award as he retired from the board after 6 years. The Chamber Volunteer of the Year Award recipient was Melissa Pilott of NFP. The recognition is given to someone in the business community for their hard work and commitment to the Chamber and the overall business community.